Before we jump into our conversation about Syria and the West and Syrian gas and the rest of that, we are going to talk to Baynard Woods, who is with the Baltimore City Paper, talking about the latest issue, senior editor of Baltimore City Paper. Baynard, how are you?
Doing real well, Mark. How about you?
I'm really well. I'm good, man. So tell us, give us a scan. What's happening this week in the paper?
Yeah, so this week, I think it's one of our most important feature stories that we've had in a long time, The Summer of the Gun, which is a long photo essay that J.M. Giordano has been doing for all summer long, going out to every shooting, or almost every shooting that he's able to get to, and taking pictures and talking to the people who are left behind after this rash of gun violence this summer. And he's collected just some extraordinary pictures, all black and white, and classic photojournalism style. And
they're amazing,
and mostly
work
at night. And they're really, really powerful pictures. And so we have a couple dozen photographs that are really documenting what's been happening in the city this summer with, you know, nearly, at least recently, unprecedented gun violence. That's our really big story. And if you go online, you can also get audio for that. And they're making something beautiful out of this really tragic situation. We also have a really exciting review of M.K. Asante's new book, Buck, Morgan State professor, and about his life in Philadelphia when he was involved in gun violence. And one of his best friends was a victim of violence, and the way that that affected him, and then the way that he went on the path, found literature, and ended up where he is today at Morgan State. And also we have there's a new record label in Baltimore, Strong Records, that's really doing fascinating work. Some of the people behind Out of Your Head and Soul Cannon that mixes instrumental and rock music with hip-hop, and they're having a record showcase tomorrow at The Crown with a whole bunch of really great bands, Leap, Mimetics, Chris Pumphrey Quintet, and Talk Show, which really do some interesting work and actually talk with the guests and then mix improvised music with that. So that's a little bit of what we have going on this week, plus what's happening with country and folk music in the area, a review of Azra, the new restaurant in Little Italy, a Persian place that seems really exciting.
Where is that?
It's right off President Street in Little Italy, and I'll give you the address right here. It is at 806 Stiles Street, and it just opened up, I guess, a month or so ago, and really may be able to bring some new life back into Little Italy with other places closing down. They're at least getting a real good start on it.
Well, we're looking forward to this issue, and actually we're going to bring some of these stories to you in the coming, with the City Paper, some of the stories we're going to bring to the airwaves in coming weeks to kind of bring those stories to audio life here on the air. We are going to be doing a piece with the Summer of the Gun, and we're working with Giordano on that and the People of City Paper to kind of bring some of those voices he met to the studio here to keep that. And it's an amazing piece. You need not to miss that. You need to get to the City Paper and to get to the City Paper's website to check that out. Baynard Woods, senior editor for the City Paper. Thank you so much, man. Talk to you very soon.
Right. Yeah, talk to you soon, Mark. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.